From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The sound of arrival ceremonies at the National Palace in Lisbon, Portugal, as President Obama and the leaders of the other NATO countries plus Russia gather for a two-day summit meeting. The situation in Afghanistan tops their agenda. NPR's Eric Westervelt in Lisbon reports NATO is expected to endorse a plan to draw down alliance forces in Afghanistan gradually, with a goal of ending combat operations there by 2014.
But little has gone according to plan in more than 9 years of the U.S.-led war in Afghanistan. An official stressed that the plan is contingent on conditions on the ground and hardly means an end to the conflict. NATO's top civilian representative in Afghanistan is Mark Sedwill.
We're making clear that 2014 isn't a moment at which the mission ends. It's just, again, another big milestone, an important one, but the mission continues thereafter, except it will change in its nature.
That mission, training Afghan forces, has been undermined by high desertion rates and Afghan corruption. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Lisbon.
The U.S. military is reportedly boosting its firepower in Afghanistan, deploying armored battle tanks for the first time in the war there. The Washington Post reports the move is part of a stepped-up offensive against the Taliban. The M1 Abrams tanks will be used by U.S. Marines and will allow them to stage attacks from a greater distance. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke is warning that the actions of China and other emerging economies to undervalue their currencies are causing imbalances and creating what he called a two-speed global recovery.
Some economies have fully recouped their losses, while others have lagged behind.
Bernanke saying those lagging include the U.S. and other wealthy nations. He was speaking this morning at a European Central Bank conference in Frankfurt. Bernanke strongly defended the Fed's decision to pump $600 billion into the U.S. economy, saying that move is essential to reducing the unemployment rate in the U.S. The full House of Representatives must now decide whether to accept the recommendation of the House Ethics Panel and censure veteran Democratic Congressman Charles Rangel of New York. NPR's Peter Overby says Rangel could face one of the sternest punishments the House can hand down.
A special ethics panel convicted him on 11 counts. They involve personal financial misconduct and abusing his power as chairman of the Ways and Means Committee. And last night, the full Ethics Committee recommended censure. The rules of the House provide just one tougher punishment, expulsion. If the House adopts the censure resolution, Rangel, a founder of the Congressional Black Caucus, would stand before his colleagues as his misdeeds were recited. He would also have to pay unpaid taxes from years ago. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
The federal judge in California today considers a motion by Toyota, the car maker trying to dismiss hundreds of lawsuits claiming that there are defects in Toyota vehicles that cause sudden acceleration. This is NPR News in Washington. The head of the Transportation Security Administration says revealing scans of airline passengers and intrusive pat-downs that have caused an outcry by some travelers are unavoidable in an age of terrorist threats.
Terrorists, particularly Al-Qaeda and Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, are focusing on well-designed, well-concealed devices that can cause catastrophic results, bring down an airliner.
TSA Chief John Pistole on CBS's Early Show, he says travelers need to be confident that every passenger on every flight has been properly screened. An Al-Qaeda-linked group holding five French citizens hostage in North Africa is demanding that France's government negotiate directly with Osama bin Laden for their release. But Eleanor Beardsley reports a top French official is rejecting that demand.
The new French foreign minister, Michel Alliot-Marie, said that France would not accept that any outside organization dictate its foreign policy. Earlier this week, Al-Qaeda in North Africa, the group that is holding the hostages, said France must pull its troops from Afghanistan and announce it officially if it wants to ensure the well-being of the hostages who were taken in September. The five nationals were all working with French nuclear giant Areva at a uranium mine when they were captured. France has about 3,700 troops in Afghanistan as part of a NATO security force there. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
A new report on AIDS in South Africa concludes that reversing the epidemic there will be extremely difficult, if not impossible, in the coming years. The report is calling for a 25% increase in spending to combat the disease, for a total cost of $102 billion. It's estimated that more than 10% of the South African population has the virus that causes AIDS, and 500,000 more people become infected each year. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.